such a miraculous time of the year, isn't it? So many activities, celebrations, the hustle and bustle. Sometimes it's easy to overlook the miracle. Things always weren't this busy, you know. Back in my day, Christmas was as simple as they come, but oh, so sweet. We always had fruit in our stockings and a turkey dinner. Playing the piano for the Christmas sing-along, that was my favorite. One Christmas in particular, it was like I finished a puzzle. All the pieces were finally in place, and I could truly see the miracle of Christmas. I knew it was the time we celebrated Christ's birth, gathered as a family, did all the Christmas things. But Christmas wasn't real to me. It wasn't personal yet. My family was very poor, but we went to church every Sunday. I, however, was usually thinking about my next adventure instead of the preacher's sermon. It was the beginning of December, So every message was about Christmas. One Sunday, though, the pastor kept my attention as he read Luke 1. The angel visited Mary to announce the coming birth of Jesus, God's son, would be born as a man.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Even in December, life on our potato farm was busy. There were 10 of us kids in the family, and I was number 4. We all had to work hard to do our fair share around the farm. Well, I didn't always do the load. I was often very sick. Measles, mumps, whooping cough, you name it. I had it at one time or another. I often spent many days inside and didn't get to participate in the outside chores or the winter shenanigans. This winter was no different. and illness was ever present. I tried to stay joyful during the Christmas season, despite the lingering sickness.
Good Christian men rejoice.
Good Christian men rejoice.
Rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same.
How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ was born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born
today.
He is born. Jesus Christ is born. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice.
Now ye need not fear the grave.
Fear the grave. Fear the grave. Peace, peace. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place. And with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace.
This holy tide of Christmas, all other doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Christ was born to save.
I was quite sick this year. As Christmas was approaching, pneumonia had settled in my lungs and I just couldn't beat it. My condition continually worsened and I needed a miracle. 10 days before Christmas, the doctors told my parents that I needed surgery to remove the infection in my lungs. What if I had to spend Christmas in the hospital? As a 12-year-old girl, that was my only concern. Would I get to eat the turkey dinner? And who would play the piano for the sing-along if I wasn't there? Why was God allowing this to happen to me? It was at that moment of childish despair that my sweet mother pointed me to the Christmas story. I had heard the story many times in my life. What was so special about it now? How did it relate to what I was going through? Mother got out her Bible and began to read.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Holy sweat.
Mother paused there and said, "Now, Rose, how do you suppose Mary felt when she heard she must travel to Bethlehem when she was great with child?" I internally considered this question. She probably felt confused and frightened, just like I felt. A 90-mile journey by donkey. Well, she was great with child. And all because of Caesar Augustus's new tax. Why did God allow such a hardship to happen to Mary? Of all people, my mother interrupted my deep pondering as she continued to read.
"And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
To the verses about Jesus's birth, it was like I was understanding each detail for the first time. Mary actually gave birth to God's Son in a stable. I knew all too well how pleasant a barn could be. Nothing about this story seemed to be easy or nice. I had never realized that in the past. I knew the Christmas story was true, but part of me still viewed it as a fairy tale. Singing angels, visiting shepherds, a baby in a manger, and all was happily ever after. But it was a real life story that was filled with struggles and difficulties. I was beginning to realize my mother's purpose in pointing me to this. Surgery may not be a detail I wanted in my life story, but God was doing the writing, and the end result would be miraculous. We continue to read, and I let each word sink into my heart as I pictured that night on the hillside of Bethlehem so long ago. This was such an exciting part of the Christmas story. I could just imagine the night sky when the angels appeared.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees.
Oh,
hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Led by the light of face serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise man from Orient land. The King of Kings lay there in lowly manger. In all our trials born. born to be our friend. Fall on your knees.
Oh,
hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine.
I did indeed have surgery on December 16th, just 9 days before Christmas. Still, my biggest worry was making it home in time to celebrate. During my days in recovery, I began to look beyond the first Christmas to see the rest of God's magnificent plan come together. You see, Jesus didn't come as a baby just to live a good life here on earth. Luke tells us that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The lost? That was me. I realized I was a sinner, and without Christ, I was destined to eternal punishment and hell. Can it be that Jesus was the miracle my soul needed this Christmas?
Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Can it be that a man who died 2,000 years ago is what our world so broken needs today? Can it be that he truly is the only Son of God who healed the sick and even raised the dead? Can it be that he's living today? Can it be that he conquered the grave? Can it be that a soul who will call on his name shall be free?
Can it be?
Can it be his amazing love is merciful and free to die for me, the one who caused his pain? Can it be that he's living today? Can it be that he conquered the grave? Can it be that a soul who will call on his name shall be free? Built for me a mansion in the sky. Can it be that my tongue can sing the song of the redeemed, and I boldly can approach the throne on high? Can it be that he's living today? Can it be that he conquered the grave? Can it be that a soul who will call on his name shall be free? Can it be?
Was yes. Right there in my hospital bed, I bowed my head in prayer. Jesus, I prayed, I know I'm a sinner, and I believe you died on the cross for me. I am putting my trust in you. Please save me. The peace that filled my heart was indescribable. Suddenly, it didn't seem to matter where I spent Christmas this year. I would be celebrating wherever I was because I was a child of God, justified by faith.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Righteousness not of my own.
true miracle. I was released from the hospital on Christmas Eve. This Christmas was one I would remember and cherish for the rest of my life. Not just because I made it home in time for the turkey dinner, even though that was amazing. It was because I truly understood not just Christmas, but God's whole redemption plan. My eternity was settled in heaven, and that is the miracle of Christmas.
Isn't that wonderful? I want to thank our choir, our musicians, those up in the sound booth with our lighting and video, our narration, those preparing the refreshments for us afterwards. And there have been months of practice put into a night like this. I'd like to take a moment and give them a round of applause and thank them for all the work they did tonight. Thank you all for that very much. That was a beautiful night. You can't talk about Christmas without talking about Christ. Christmas is about Jesus. When you think of the miracle of Christmas, it is about Jesus Christ. You think of a miracle, and maybe you think of trying to buy someone the perfect gift, and that might be a miracle. Maybe the money to buy the gift would be a miracle as well, or paying that off afterwards. And maybe you think of something that you would say is a miracle. And maybe it's hard for us to understand or to explain something, but truly a lot of things we talk about as miracles really aren't. But talking about Jesus coming to be born truly was a miracle. Jesus came to earth to be born of a virgin. That's a miracle. He lived a sinless life. No one has ever done that. That's a miracle. He died on the cross to pay for our sins, not for mine only, not just for yours, but for the sins of the whole world. That's a miracle. That's the gift that he offers of eternal life, a miracle. A miracle is something that can only be defined by the power and the hand of God. See, the real miracle of Christmas is that Jesus came to be born. Why did he come, though? He came to die and to pay for our sins. He came to be our Savior. You know that he wants to be your Savior tonight. Do you know him? Is he living in your heart? Have you put your faith in him as your only way of salvation? The whole musical tonight, the narration, the scripture, the songs, if you heard the message tonight, it was much about the Lord. It was much about Jesus. And so much of Christmas is about that God wants to be with you for all eternity. Do you know him today as your Savior? I want to thank you, friends and family and relatives and our church family and everyone that came tonight. More importantly than being here tonight in a church service, a beautiful night, is getting to be together in heaven for all eternity. Do you know him tonight? You know, salvation's a gift. I don't know anyone that doesn't like a gift. Everyone likes a gift, especially when it's free. And God is the only one that can offer you the free gift of eternal life. It cannot be given to you by any church. It cannot be received by doing any good works. There's no way to receive it but by Jesus Christ giving it to you. So how do we receive it? By faith. By faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Have you accepted and received that free gift of eternal life? You're not here, we're not going to force you into a decision of any sort, but God wants for you to be in heaven with Him. You've heard the story. You've heard the message. It's for you to choose either to accept or reject that gift of salvation. Again, God wants to be with you in heaven. In a moment, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior. Right in your seat, quietly. I'm not going to ask anyone to come forward or embarrass you in any way. I'd like to ask you tonight, if God spoke to your heart about that need of salvation, you trust in Him tonight. That truly is what Christmas is all about. I can't think of a better thing to do at Christmas time than to put your faith in Jesus Christ and make Him that center of your life. It's not about giving your life to God, but putting your faith in Him alone. I'd like to ask you to bow your head with me in a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this special night. We thank you for the message. We thank you for Jesus. The Bible says He came to die for the sins of this world, to give His life as a ransom for us, to offer that free gift of eternal life. As the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I pray if there's one in this room or more tonight that does not know you as their Savior, I pray that tonight would be the night they accept you alone and put their faith in you as their only way to heaven. With no one looking around, I don't want to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you forward or call you out in any way. I'd like to ask you this quietly, if you kind of draw a circle around yourself between you and God, would there be anyone in the room tonight that would, by a raise of hand, would say, Pastor Becker, I don't know for sure that heaven is my home, but I'd like to know that. I'd like to know that I'll be in heaven someday, and I'd like to put my faith in Jesus Christ alone. Again, I won't call you out. I won't have you step up or anything. Would you raise your hand and say, I'd like to know that tonight. I'd like to know that heaven would be my home. Would you slip your hand up quietly in your seat and then put it down? I see that hand. Thank you so much. Is there another tonight? That was for you tonight. Is there another tonight? With head bowed and eyes closed, you could say a simple prayer like this to God, quietly from your heart, and say something like this: Dear Jesus, please forgive me of my sin and take me to heaven when I die. I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Please come into my heart and save me.